Now, a distinctive aspect of the Phrygians was the mode of burial. They chose to bury their dead, at least the important people, within artificial mounds. Now, we've already talked about artificial mounds as being created by settlements built one atop another. But these artificial mounds that we call tumuli, one tumulus, numerous tumuli, are created in one event to hold the remains of the deceased. Now, at Gordian, over 100 of these tumuli have been identified, 25 of which have been excavated. And all of them seem to have been looted in antiquity, with the exception of one, the most impressive of them all, a structure called Tumulus MM. This tumulus is 173 feet tall and has a diameter of about 1,000 feet, and it's the largest of all the tumuli at Gordian. Now, remarkably, this mound was not looted in antiquity, chiefly because of the way the burial chamber was constructed and protected. Now, like all the mounds, this mound contained a burial chamber inside. This great tumulus MM had a burial chamber made of cedar and juniper wood, built like a little log cabin, in a sense. Surrounding the burial chamber were masses of gravel and soil that surrounded it and deterred would-be looters, because if somebody dug into the earthen mound and came across this layer of gravel, the gravel would essentially collapse in on the looters. So it was a very successful way to keep the chamber protected. Now, the chamber was excavated by Rodney Young in the 1950s, an archaeologist from the University of Pennsylvania. He actually had to enter the chamber from the top of the mound using a mechanical excavation device that bored through the gravel, and then he had to lower a small boy into the hole to see what was in the burial chamber. Very exciting stuff, because what was found inside was an unlooted royal tomb of a Phrygian king. And today you can actually visit this tomb. There's a modern passageway, and you can walk inside and view the wooden burial chamber. You can actually still smell the cedar wood that it was constructed of. Within the burial chamber was found the body of a man in his 60s, who, when alive, would have stood about 5'2" tall. He'd been laid on a matting of colored textiles within a coffin made from a log. Now, all of this was disintegrated, but still quite identifiable. Essentially, because the tomb had been unopened, much of the material that is organic still survives.